The Trump administration has cited a study it claims shows a link between prenatal use of acetaminophen, the generic name for Tylenol, and the development of ADHD and autism. The author of the study disputes that conclusion. So does the director of the State Department of Public Health.
Those recommendations coming from the federal government are not backed by the full body of scientific evidence.
Dr. Samir Vora is also a pediatrician and notes acetaminophen is one of the few pain relievers approved for pregnant patients to help deal with pain and fever.
This isn't meant to be a political win. It's meant to foster the best available evidence.
Governor Pritzker has also appointed 13 people to an autism advisory board, part of what he calls an effort to protect the rights and dignity of people on the spectrum. Jeff Buckles, News Radio 105.9. WBBM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.